Yes, we are more concerned about that conflict because we share 1,600 kilometers of border with the Central African Republic. So whatever can happen there can impact our security. That is why we are very eager to bring in our contribution in stabilizing or trying to stabilize the situation over there. That is why we sent a battalion of soldiers and a full unit of plainclothes policemen to help.
There are also concerns that the refugees running from the country are coming to your country seeking refuge. How are you dealing with the refugee situation?
We have no other way of dealing but accommodating them in conformity with international law. We are working closely with the UN Higher Commission for Refugee to help those guys and take them away from the border. That is what we are doing.
I heard that your government has also called for more international help to expedite the process of protecting the unarmed civilians as well as trying to find a solution to the problem. What can you tell me about this?
That is a position that is shared by all African Union states. Of course, we are a member of AU, so we need really that these forces that have been settled already by Security Council be operational as soon as possible and bring in more elements to help stabilize the situation.
What about countries that are members of the Central African States? What role do you see now? Do you think the group is being effective in helping Central African Republic in resolving this conflict?
Of course, we are trying now to stabilize. It is more a question of stabilizing the security situation than any other thing. Our troops are many times called to separate these rival factions that are fighting here and there, and they are also working with the population to assist them because we share cultures, we share languages. Those people, they speak Ngwaka, we have soldiers speaking Ngwaka. They speak Ngwandi, we have soldiers of Ngwandi origin. They speak Lingala, as we are speaking in Kinshasa. So it is very easy for us to deal with the, trying to help when comes the time of negotiating between groups.